Closer to the beginning of June. How do we get there? Unbelievable. It is the summer of our discontent with the people in Washington, D.C., isn't it? Boy, that's the truth. You look at anything politically, and anything with three letters just doesn't seem to add up. DOJ, IRS, you name it, and we're there. I guess for Benghazi, we could just make it shortened, but regardless, Americans want answers, at least the ones who are on the ball, and I hope that I can count many of you in that crowd, and I think I can. You're tired of it. You really are. How do you feel about the big push to move Gitmo, the Guantanamo military commissions, to a site in the U.S.? We've had this conversation. It's like deja vu on America Tonight, and now it's really being pushed, I hear, at the Pentagon, in the hallowed halls, walking around. Part of the conversation is, yeah, the Prez wants this. He said he was going to do it first time around, right when he got into office. Now it's payoff time. So, will they find that secure site they want and slam shut the door on Guantanamo? And what is the right location for that? It would create jobs in some prisons somewhere. Illinois was considered to be one of the places. You know, you got the Chicago Bull there, Rahm Emanuel, who's tight with the president. So there is conversation about Illinois as a landing spot. I don't think we'll see this happen on the East Coast. It would be a complete disaster if you're talking about New York City. But that's a conversation actually for another day. I think it'll happen all of a sudden under our noses. There'll have to be a vote, but it'll be boom, 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 and it'll be gone. And it'll cost millions, by the way, to transport all of the people who will go through the trials over to the United States. I think the curious story on the day for my money is, and what will be part of the conversation throughout the weekend, is the former IRS chief, guy named Doug Shulman, who you never probably heard of until he had to trot up to the Hill and testify, trying to answer some questions about why the IRS targeted Tea Party groups and anything with Patriot in their name and any kind of a conservative group when they were trying to get tax-exempt status. To be clear, this goes back to the Supreme Court decision on Citizens United, where a corporation can form a PAC. They can pump as much money as they want into it. There are all kinds of PACs that were created as a result of that. Thank the Supreme Court for it. So it is legal. Maybe there would be some that would be rejected. But 500 or so, I'm going to say no. So why was the IRS chief, during this time period where those groups were targeted during the election cycle for the second time around for the president, why did he visit the White House over 118 times? It was actually 157 altogether, but the time period of when the Prez was running and the Tea Party groups and others were selected for extra vetting when they applied for tax-exempt status, he was there 118 times. When he was supposed to explain the visits, he came up with all kinds of reasons, which I have to say I give him credit for being clever. He said, the Easter egg roll with my kids. Okay, that's one. If you want to say it throughout the whole time, that's four. And then he said questions about tax policy, the budget, streamlining application processes for financial aid. Yeah, I'll buy some of that. I bet they did discuss that. What are the odds that it was never discussed on any of his visits, what has happened through Cincinnati and Lois Lerner, who was ultimately in charge there in Ohio? What are the odds that he had nothing to do with any of that, was completely unaware, and was visiting the White House to talk about everything else except that? Of course, you have to have proof, and you have to have emails, other things that would perhaps link that all together, and I don't know if you're going to be able to find that. But it is curious. You know, somebody said to me, it's Chicago style. I just mentioned the Chicago Bull. I think that's what the word was on Time Magazine. That was the headline. Rahm Emanuel, this is Chicago. All these people are Chicago. So what do you expect? If it looks like a rat, smells like a rat, and is acting like a rat, it's a rat. It's a rat, you know? Hey, Obama tries to do some things well. The problem is on the big things, and because of the whole labeling of this administration of transparent, it seems to be anything but transparent. So this summer, get ready, because that's all we're going to hear. IRS, Benghazi, more Benghazi, which is good, because I think we should get a definitive answer on that as well. And AP, the Associated Press, is furious. The press doesn't like to be slammed, especially the scribes. So once you go after the scribes and you're in their phone records, you're in their chili. You're calling their mama's records up. You're doing things that they don't like. And the leaks are tighter than a drum. So that's not good for the Associated Press. And they are willing to take this one to the wall. There's all kinds of lawsuits that are being filed. Sadly, we do pay for those lawsuits because we might not be on the other side of that, but we're forced to because we're the taxpayers and that's where the money comes from. Right from the get-go, quickly, I'll say this here because I've gotten a couple of hits on this from some people asking me about it. Yes, there were some tornadoes that touched down in Oklahoma and Arkansas. Whoo! Big dark clouds, little funnel formed, nothing like more Oklahoma. Thank goodness there were just a few houses that were destroyed, but no lives were lost, none of that. The National Weather Service confirmed it, that one tornado touched down in a Tulsa suburb, Broken Arrow, pretty famous one actually, is dark. So, you know, it's dark, it's hard to figure out the damage because it's so dark, pitch dark. But it wasn't anything like Oklahoma City 10 days ago, nothing like that, where all those people were killed. And then there were two other tornadoes on the ground near Perkins and Ripley, and that would be in north central Oklahoma, and another west of Odin, Arkansas. Man, these people know when they live there that this is a possibility. The U.S. averages about 1,200 tornadoes a year. I didn't realize that. But the one that we saw in Moore, the EF5, that's a rarity. I mean, that tipped the scales, 200-mile-an-hour winds. They think it was more like 300-mile-an-hour winds. So it wasn't quite that high in these cases. But power lines did get damaged in Arkansas, and you did have a couple of the houses that were hit and had some things ripped off them. It seems roofs are always so easy. The description is how they're peeled back like those old sardine cans used to open those. That's what the tornado does to lots of homes, or just violently rips the shingles off. I think now more than ever, boy, if you're thinking, I need to do a few things like get a safe to put some things in, you know, all my personal papers or whatever, you need to do it. You need to get emergency prepared. For goodness sake, at least have some cash stashed somewhere that you can have access to it, and have flashlights and generators and water and some food, because look at those people in Oklahoma. You're just walking around like the walking wounded, and it's a terrible, terrible feeling that you feel when you're blindsided. It's awful. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
You don't need to spend a lot of time on either the Metro North or on the Amtrak to know that our service here is far substandard and probably dangerous.
Country has an obligation to make sure that people and freight are transported safely and reliable every day.
Yeah, we certainly do, and it's been a mess lately after that accident outside of Baltimore and the Connecticut accident, which was passengers on that train that were hit. 70 people in all had some kind of injury. So you had Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut there, and also Senator Richard Blumenthal. That was the last voice you heard talking about needing to do something about this, because, you know, this is sacrosanct when you're talking about the Northeast. This is how people travel. The great thing in some of our biggest cities is the fact that you have that ability, because forget it when you're talking about trying to drive everywhere. The traffic is just so thick, you can't get from point A to point B so easily anymore, and the systems themselves are pretty darn good, but not when something happens that takes them off the element somehow, whether it's some idiot texting, some freak thing with the switch, something with tracks that are should need to be relayed, gone over, whatever, or you have some kind of a hazardous material spill, something ignites, somebody's in the way, somebody gets smashed into, like the trash truck in the incident in Baltimore a couple of days ago. And, you know, I grew up around trains. I'm sure many of you did, actually. I wonder how many people listening to America Tonight had a train not too far away. I had a train probably about a half mile from my house. And I never really thought about it. It was a fast train, a high-speed rail, and it was smooth. We used to ride it all the time into Philly, and it wasn't an eyesore, and it was great. And they had a few problems with that, but they're very, very good about keeping it up and really getting to people who tweet and all that kind of stuff. So I agree. The rail system, they really need to take a look at that. They need to take a look at bridges. but now I'm sounding like a Democrat. This is so, and that was two Democrats from Connecticut. We have shovel-ready jobs. It's not about that. It's about just being, just even in the local municipalities, keeping up with the things that they have to do there. Certainly, they take in enough money. They portion it out. There's a way to do that. I know in the New Jersey transit system, they're really good about that. Very, very smooth. Here in this segment, I'm going to kind of cherry pick a few things. At the end of the hour, we have a big, big dungeon moment for you. You're going to love it because it is such a stupid thing that happened. And it all is because of partially social media and trying to get out in front. You know, try to get in front of the story, be the leader on the story. But I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to just let that one unfold. And we're taking you to the dungeon. How's that? Also coming up this hour, we will be talking about peeling back the onion with Andrew Szabo, our friend from England, who has now been in America for, geez, I think 20 years. He loves America, loves capitalism, has an American wife, and is so sad by some of the things he's seeing happening with politics here in the United States. And we peel back the onion on the Eric Holder situation over trying to meet with reporters. And I think it's just a way to water down some of the coverage because he's getting crucified all over the place for what happened with the AP and what happened with the Fox reporter, too, as well. All right, we got some good news here that just happened. This is breaking news. This is why it's so great to be on the air now and be here on America Tonight. The Arizona woman who was held in a jail in Mexico, in fact, in Nogales, on drug smuggling charges has been released. This was a terrible story. She's a mother of seven, Mormon woman, Yanira Maldonado, who had gone to her aunt's funeral and was pulled off a bus in Mexico. They said she had 12 pounds of marijuana. Of course, she denied that she wasn't carrying marijuana to get it over the border. We couldn't figure out what was the reason for that because they were stopped and searched at this military checkpoint. They say they found it under her seat. It was a lot of crazy things happened here. But finally, she was released. That is big, big news that Yanira is being released. Huge news because there was worry that, hey, there's something to do a little bit more to this story, and there's a reason to hold her. And she's been there now for more than a couple of days because it happened. They were returning from the aunt's funeral on May 22nd when that bus was stopped. And initially she was in a horrific jail in Mexico, and then they moved her to a woman's facility in Nogales. Not like that's much better. Imagine you've done nothing. You're this mom going back. You're an American citizen. You've been an American citizen for 17 years, and, you know, not for nothing, but guess what they do when you go into the facility? They strip search you, and that has got to be a mortifying, humiliating experience, especially when you know you're innocent, but you just got to take it. Yeah, I mean, you know they're fighting for you on the outside, but what can you do when you're stuck on the inside and you're across the border? When you're across the border, awful. Not much. Not much you can do there. Evacuation was the name of the game, they thought, in Los Angeles. You know, I talk about tornadoes. I talk about Mother Nature. In L.A., it's a toss-up between, are we going to have an earthquake? Are we going to have a mudslide? Are we going to have a wildfire? But the Santa Ana winds and the wildfires are the scariest thing, I think, there as somebody who lived for a brief period in California. It broke out near a power station, which makes it worse. And then you got those utility lines that are north of L.A., and they just burned out of control. But because they have such great firefighters, I mean, like anywhere, but they have such great firefighters that seem to somehow fly above the traffic because the traffic is so thick. They get out there, and it burned like 1,000 acres in just 4 hours. So they didn't have that containment, but because the night fell, then it was a little bit better anyway. You had brush burning, the towers, the smoke was flying up. from a canyon near a reservoir, and it was pretty bad at the Angeles National Forest, especially when you're talking about the high-power electricity. That's the thing that's tough to replace, tough to douse, the whole thing, and then you got to evacuate. So they did, they've gotten really good about this in Los Angeles. They set up an evacuation center for animals, because that's what happens. They scatter and they can't find them and people are distraught and then they go where they shouldn't go. So they were able to notify people and they were all over this. They were looking for hikers because then sometimes hikers don't know it. So the bottom line is you got winds 20, 30 miles an hour. You got temps that are 80 some. You got a hydroelectric power station in a mountain reservoir that specifically pumps the electricity, the juice to LA. Yeah, you know what I'm saying here. It's tricky stuff, to say the least. Hey, this is a story that actually broke a day or two ago, and I just thought it was hilarious. You know, sometimes we talk about grub when we travel, or all of you are from places where you have a certain kind of barbecue, or there's something that just in your area you get the best of. Like Alabama has those Little Debbie snack cakes. I really like those. Or where I'm from, cheesesteaks just rule, no question. But how about somebody who's never even had a piece of pizza? So there's a story about, you know him, Patrick Stewart from Star Trek, X-Men. He's a Brit, and he never had a slice of pizza. So he decided, you know, I want to try this thing. So he's in New York, and he goes and has a slice of pizza, and he says, I never had a slice of pizza, and I'm going to try it. So he tried it, and apparently he liked it. He liked packing it like pizza. In America, it would be almost un-American, I think. It's a toss-up between a couple of things, but pizza, no question about it. However many pizzas we sell in this country, we know during the Super Bowl we sell a crazy millions of pies get sold. But the fact that he had never, all those sets he had been on, never had pizza, wow, I thought that was crazy. It's a good thing to tweet about. Got a lot of attention for that, no doubt. All right, speaking of Brits, we're going to ours. We're peeling back the onion next with Andrew Szabo.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My income tax this morning, yeah, and it got to be paid. I got my income tax this morning, yeah, and it's got to be paid. It's a shame, it's a shame. No, the tax my boss has made. Tax on my electric, tax on my gas. Should be paying tax all on my. Yes, yes, yes. I got my income tax this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame, no, this tax my boss made. I ran a 5-pack of cigarettes, taxed up 3 cents. Walked out in the backyard and put a dog on, taxed on my fence. I got my income tax this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame.
Welcome back to America. It's nighttime for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and a positioning and branding and messaging strategist, and he is an excellent one at that. And he comes on with us to talk about what's really behind some of the things that we're seeing, mostly coming out of Washington. Big one this week, Andrew, is Eric Holder. He's gotten so much blowback from not just, let's say, conservative media, but also left-leaning media slamming Holder. I just talked to Tom Hartman, who has the number one progressive talk show in America. He's very, very left, and he thinks this is ridiculous with Holder. So now Holder supposedly is offering an off-the-record meeting with 19 journalists, or 16 journalists, and so far 9 have refused. What gives with Eric Holder?
Well, I think it's the difference between a winner and a loser. I'm not sure who said this originally, but winners take responsibility, losers make excuses. Winners depend on goodwill, losers depend on authority. Winners exceed expectations, losers don't keep their promises. I think what we've seen here is Holder is, he hasn't taken responsibility. You know, if you want to be transparent, we were told this was going to be the most transparent administration in history, and we've seen quite the opposite. And I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, But, you know, one of the issues is if you're going to be transparent, you have to take responsibility. And we don't see Holder taking responsibility. And the other aspect is the media, I think, have gone to a point where, yes, they were supporting a lot of what was coming out of the administration. But in reality, they realize they've been made fools of. And there's a limit to what they're willing to do. And I think they feel they've been made fools of over Benghazi. They were made fools of over the IRS scandal. And then when it comes to the AP, that hits too close to home. It's in their backyard, and basically Holder hasn't told the truth, you know. And it turns out, as we learned about a week ago, that he was the one that signed off on the warrants, warrants on the Fox News reporter James Rosen. So whatever he's going to say, I don't think they're going to trust it. So what's the point in going on the record or off the record?
I agree with you. I don't understand why he doesn't just resign. And yet, this is the other odd thing. I said this during the first administration after the mess he made of the CIA reinvestigating guys who were already getting slammed for the waterboarding thing and that investigation. And then the president has to run down to the CIA headquarters to try to save jobs because they, frankly, after all the work they were doing, wanted to just bail some of our best and brightest agents. So I said I think he's a liability to Obama in the first place, and if I were Obama, I would have ditched him. But he's not. He continues to hang on to him. And I don't think there's any chance that Holder's going to resign. I mean, if he's going to resign, it's going to happen now. Why not just say, okay, give the white flag up? That's what you do in politics when you're beaten. And so that you don't have to answer any more questions. I'm surprised he's not backing out of this one. Are you?
Well, not necessarily. If you believe, again, this is part of the culture, and it's a chilling thought, but if you think you can get away with it, and you're not going to be held responsible. If the president doesn't hold him responsible, then why does he need to resign? I mean, you saw this under Stalin at times. You know, you had the top, they were doing things with impunity because they were never called into account for their actions. I mean, look at what's happened with the IRS scandal. You have one of the top people that was involved behind that. They've been given a promotion. They're going to be in charge of enforcing the Obamacare with respect to the IRS. So there is a culture that pervades in this administration where you don't have to take responsibility. Contrast that against, it was just interesting if you're being delving into a little bit of Rumsfeld's new book, which is all about leadership and one of his rules, Rumsfeld's rules, is his new book. One of his rules is if you're a leader, you take responsibility. Apparently, Rumsfeld tried to resign twice over the Abu Ghraibi, the torture that was going on in that prison. He didn't necessarily sanction it, but he says, you know what? This happened on my watch. I take responsibility. I need to resign. And he wrote a letter. He tried to resign twice, and the president wouldn't let him resign. He took responsibility. Do we see anybody in the IRS taking responsibility? Do we see Eric Holder taking responsibility? Do we see anybody in the White House taking responsibility? Not at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody feels like they can get away with it. I have no recollection, Senator. We don't remember.
Yeah.
It's a chilling state of affairs. Go ahead.
It's what I talk about all the time. It's the fact that they just seem as though they're above it. I don't get it. They're just violating the first, the second, the fourth, the fifth, whatever amendment it is you want to throw out there. The other thing, of course, is what's going on with the IRS. And now it's like the summer of investigations, looking into the Associated Press and the records of what happened there, looking into still Benghazi and looking into, which I think is good. I think they should continue to do that. But what happened with the Associated Press and combing through all of those records too is the other part of the media side of this, and I think that's why you and I were just talking about that blowback of Holder wanting to meet with people from the media, and a lot of them are saying no. But the other thing besides that, we can throw in three more letters that are the dreaded three letters, the IRS, and Lois Lerner, who was in charge in Cincinnati of the tax exemption, ultimately that department that would look at the applications and make the decisions and get more information. This just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I hope they go for the top people here, but I think it's about accountability again. And I think this tips the scales, Andrew. I think for most Americans, they're really paying attention, especially to what's happening with the IRS. Do you think that?
Well, if you look at, let's peel back the onion here. One of the things that was said at one point is even a cursory review of the administration's position shows a constant, almost unnerving tension against the Constitution. They've twisted, ignored, or attacked the Bill of Rights systematically, right? They've attacked the First Amendment, which is, you know, states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, right? Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of people to peaceably to assemble or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. If you take each clause of the First Amendment, the administration has attacked every single one of those clauses. Of course, one doesn't have to go into talk much about the Second Amendment. I mean, there are, of course, you know, which is the right to keep and bear arms. That's been attacked. Fourth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for capital unless for president of indictment of a grand jury, nor deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. You know, we've seen the Ninth and Sixth Amendment, those have been attacked. You look at some of their policies, are making a mockery of those things. Again, going back to Eric Holder, Attorney General, passing of what does due process mean? What is judicial process with regard to targeting killing of Americans? So I think there's something more fundamental here. Yeah, I think we're seeing a war against an attack on the Bill of Rights. One can go on. There's more. Eighth Amendment. No excessive fines. There's been some amazing excessive fines by federal agencies.
Crazy.
It's scary. It's very scary.
It's so very, very scary.
There's a deeper problem here. It's an attack on the Bill of Rights. That's what made this country great. And we're seeing this administration trying to undermine several of the amendments, several of the aspects of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why now it's good in the sense the sleeping giant is really starting to wake up. It's just not the people that are in tune to what's happening politically. It's other people all over the country. We hear this from the affiliates all the time, including our new affiliate in Arcadia, Florida. I've gotten a ton of email on it, and people are furious. They've really, really had enough. And as you and I are tuned into this, isn't it nice to see that people are paying attention?
Yeah, I do wonder how many people are paying attention. I'm sure many of the people listening to this program pay attention and to other, you know, great programs. But the vast majority of the people, though, as you know, what's the most popular publication in this country? It's People magazine. People,
yeah.
I think a lot of people are still more interested in what's going on in the Kardashians than what's going on in the White House.
Yeah. Well, this is your wake-up call. This is your wake-up call for sure. All right,
but
Andrew.
One last comment, though. You know,
sure.
It's whose fault? It's we the people. You know, we're the ones that ultimately elected them. We have to make the change.
Yeah, you stole my line. I say it all the time since I was a little girl looking at the Declaration of Independence. People forget, we the people, we choose the representatives. We are right on par with each other. Peel back the onion with Andrew Sapa. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Kay. Always
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You'll find that out anyway. Just like before. Everything you say to me. One day. And I'm about to break. I need a little room to break. Cause I'm one day. I'm about to break. I'm the answers.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
So we're whipping around that final turn here on this hour of America Tonight, and we're going to put a couple of people in the dungeon. Two of them, in fact. So I'm going to tell you about both of them, and they're going to be cellmates for a while. First one that we're going to put, excuse me, they did this to me on purpose. First one we're going to put into the dungeon is going to be the unbelievably stupid, excuse me. I know he has sent this to me. The stupid OSU president who took a jab at Notre Dame for some unknown reason. Why would you do that with all the problems that Ohio State has had? The fact that the president said that Notre Dame was never intended to join the Big Ten because the university's priests are not good partners. He said those damn Catholics can't be trusted. So this was at the December meeting of the school's athletic council. He took shots, the president took shots at schools in the Southeastern Conference and at the University of Louisville. And this time around, he issued an apology in a statement that was released to the AP. He said, "The comments I made were just plain wrong, and in no way do they reflect what the university stands for. They were a poor attempt at humor and entirely inappropriate." You know, there's something about trying to be funny. He's there making these comments to the school's athletic council, and he's just not thinking. I mean, he's just not thinking, talking about the priests or whatever, you know. I mean, to me, is it the worst offensive thing I've heard? No. But the fact that, you know, when he told the council that he negotiated with him during his first term at Ohio State, that started, you know, whatever, more than two decades ago, he said, the fathers are holy on Sunday and they're holy hell on the rest of the week. Of course, people laughed, and then he went on to say the comment that I just said, you can't trust the Catholics on a Thursday or a Friday, and so literally, I can say that. And he's a Mormon, so then that comes out. But whatever. The Big Ten had been, for years, courting Notre Dame, but the school resisted trying to retain its independent status in football. The school announced in September that it would join the Atlantic Coast Conference in all sports except football. It agreed to play five football games each year against ACC teams. So there you go. Besides that blundering, stinging comment, the next one is actually much, much bigger and one that people are talking about. What in the world was John McCain, a longtime senator who knows better, what was he doing when he does this secret trip to Syria, jumping in photos with people who, I mean, crazy photos, like the one where he was seen with a man who was implicated in the kidnapping by Syrian rebels of 11 Lebanese Shiite pilgrims about a year ago. So he's been outspoken for a while on military aid to the rebels fighting Assad. So he makes a short, pretty publicized trip to meet the commanders in Syria 3 days ago, 4 days ago now, and he said the United States could locate the right people to help among the rebel ranks infiltrate with the radicalized Islamists. However, he probably didn't notice that he was crossing paths with and taking pictures with men linked to a group notorious for kidnapping the Shiite pilgrims. Besides the photographs with the commanders, there was one that showed the face of Mohammed Nour, who was identified by two hostages that were freed as chief spokesman and photographer for the Northern Storm Brigade that kidnapped them. So this is the thing. It demonstrates what we always say, the difficulty in who you're dealing with when you come from the West, not really realizing who the rebels are. Who are they? What's their background and what are their ties to? Certainly you don't want to be in pictures with kidnappers that were brutal to those hostages, too. So, of course, what happens here, just like the Ohio State University president, McCain has to turn around and apologize for appearing in a photo with somebody who was a kidnapper. And the people around him obviously had no idea. None. They had no idea who he was posing with. And so he just posed with them. And then, you know, and then he stuck. He stuck with that image because who knows who they are. And it even looks that way. When you look at the photographs, you can tell. He almost looks uneasy, like, I don't really know who these guys are, but they're better than Assad. He's slaughtered so many people. I'm sure they'll be just fine. So for that reason, McCain and President Xi should have a good time with a lot of interesting conversations, which, by the way, I should say, since I respect what happened with Senator McCain and the fact that he was a POW and spent so many years in a situation that was horrific and deserves a tip of the cap, this is more like our virtual green room than a real, actual, terrible prison cell. At least for McCain, we're making special circumstances here. Anyway, can we open the door?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, so the OSU president is there. McCain, he's definitely on the outside. He's in the nice green room, but he needs a timeout. What do you think, Nathan? We're just giving him the green room.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever you say, lady. That's what he's saying. Whatever you say. Meanwhile, this is something that affects all of you. And I was thinking this the other day when I was driving from the studio and driving somewhere else running errands about motorcycles because I see so many people not wearing helmets. They say the average medical claim from a motorcycle crash rose by more than one-fifth last year in Michigan after the state stopped requiring people to wear helmets. And across the nation, motorcyclists opposed to mandatory helmet use have been chipping away at those helmet laws for a very long time, even though the crashes from, you know, the deaths have been on the rise. They say they call them death cycles in emergency rooms, that it's just that bad. And I don't understand it. I like motorcycles. I used to ride cycles a long, long time ago. But even then, I wore a helmet, and who knows? I mean, really, with the way people drive, I think that's part of the problem, and it depends on what roads you're going on. But the fact that the study shows that it's more than one-fifth in Michigan after they stop requiring the helmets, ooh, I think that is pretty scary. That would scare me into plopping that on my head. For goodness sake, we see this even with bicycles. People don't wear bicycle helmets. They think it's cheesy or, hey, why do I need a bicycle helmet? I'm on this path. And then there have been some terrible accidents where someone is jumping a curb or they don't see that there's a little bit of a drop-off and they end up with brain injuries and even dying from crashes on just bicycles, and all because they wear a helmet may have helped them. They end up with some terrible brain trauma afterwards, even in bikers hitting each other where somebody hits you head on, you don't see it, you're on that path that we're talking about, and then all of a sudden something happens where somebody catches you on the side or they catch your bike and you fly off of it. And man, I've got to think that some people that have peeled themselves off of pavements in either one of those cases, motorcycles or bicycles, feel pretty fortunate. All right, our last act this hour is to tell you about the craziness over this tug of war over the Redskins name change. 10 members of Congress are pushing this. They're saying the football team's nickname is a slur because of stories in the past. But will that actually force Daniel Snyder to flip the name to something else? It's been a huge question for a very long time. The word Redskin is offensive to a lot of Native Americans, and so they consider it the R word to be the worst word, racial derogatory and whatnot, and they're pushing to have it removed, and now they actually have backing in Congress. What do you think the odds are that it'll happen? I say slim to none.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.